Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Vicky. May I have your zip code so I can locate your account, please?
87021.
Your first and last name, sir?
First and last name is Orville Moore.
Hi, Mr. Moore. How are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm doing all right. I'm just calling to find out what this charge on my bank account is and what it's for.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to assist you again. My name is Vicky, Mr. Moore. For security purposes on your account, would you please verify your shipping address, Mr. Moore?
Which one do you want, my home or my mailing?
The mailing, I would imagine this is.
It would be Post Office Box 2991, Milan, New Mexico.
Okay, the other one then. Your home address, street address.
From what now?
Your street address. That's not the one that's on file, sir.
201 Hedge Street.
Thank you. Mr. Moore, it looks like you paid shipping and handling on 522 for, it just says kitchen. That's a sweepstakes for that KitchenAid mixer. That's what this is. You paid $7.95 for the shipping. They then enrolled you in a sweepstakes, sir, where you get 50 entries into your sweepstakes to win that KitchenAid mixer per month, in addition to a $50 gift card each month that you're enrolled. That's what that's for.
Well, sounds to me like one hell of a scam. So, that's when I signed up for that, it said $2.
Hmm.
Okay, is what it asked for. And so I want my money back, and I want it canceled.
Okay, I can get it canceled for you, sir, but they only offer a
35%. Don't tell me. Okay, that don't tell me that.
Well, that's the truth. So the most they'll let us refund, sir, is
50%. That's a lie, and you know it.
No, it's not a lie, sir. This is a third-party call center. We provide customer support for several different online vendors. This particular vendor offers a 35% then 50% refund on that charge because there was a disclaimer on the website that stated that they would charge you and that you had 48 hours to cancel. I've canceled out that account, and I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready, Mr. Moore.
So 35% of
I said the maximum they'll let me refund. They offer 35. If you decline that, I'm able to do 50. But that's where they top it off, sir. These aren't my rules. We provide customer support for several different online vendors, sir, and this is just their protocol. I have to follow their protocol.
Okay, well,
not me. I mean, if I could give it all to you, sir, I would, including your shipping and handling.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you what. Okay, I want it canceled, and you better not take another dime out of my account. Because I am going to be contacting, okay, the Attorney General's office on Monday morning. Okay, giving them your name, it's the name of this company and the whole bit.
Okay.
And everything
Moore,
else. Because,
let me
like
ask
you said,
something,
No.
I just want to ask you if you contacted your bank about the charges, Mr. Moore.
I don't have to talk to my bank about charges.
Oh, okay, well.
I'm calling the Attorney General's office because I am sick and tired of this crap, okay, because unless you get down and you start reading down to the little tiny fine print, okay, of your all so-called ads and the whole bit, okay, you get scammed. And it's all this is nothing but a scam. Okay, so, you know, you don't want to give me my money back, fine. But it better not take another nickel out of my account.
I said I could refund 50% of that charge back, sir.
Well, then fine, refund it then. You know, but, you know, that's, you know, like I said, I read through that deal and I did not read what you're telling me.
I just know when people call in to cancel, when they do it the same day, they say that they see something that says that there's 48 hours to cancel before you get charged and get enrolled on a monthly membership.
Well, you can take me off your monthly membership and take me off of everything else and delete me totally, completely out of your system.
Okay, give me just a moment to get you canceled, Mr. Moore, and refunded. I'll be right back on the line, sir. Sorry to keep you holding, sir. I was typing up a note to your account, sir. I think that I'm going to refund you in full. I know that it's against what they have said I could do, but the reason I asked you if, and I might get in trouble for this because these calls are recorded and monitored, but I feel like when I asked you if you spoke to your bank, Mr. Moore, had you done that and they referred you to us, then I could have given you a full refund because it would have been considered a bank threat. I think an AG threat trumps out a bank threat. It doesn't say that specifically, but I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I did refund you the whole $56.95 back to your MasterCard ending 3362. You should have that back on your card, Mr. Moore, within 3 to 5 business days. And I have a cancellation number for you. When you're ready, they won't bill you anything else.
All right. Well, hold on a second. I got to get something to write with. Go ahead.
Okay, your cancellation number, Mr. Moore, is going to be C, as in cancel.
Okay.
Hang on, wait, it's still buffering. I went to another screen. Just a sec. C as in cancel, then 260-315-967. And I refunded the $56.95 back to MasterCard ending 3362. I also refunded the shipping and handling amount of $7.95. You should get 2 refund confirmation emails, sir, and have that money back on your card within 3 to 5 business days. Tuesday being the first business day because it's the first business day after the holiday. So once you see that refund confirmation and it's Tuesday, start counting 3 to 5 business days.
All right, I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to repeat this number back to you, and you tell me whether it's right or wrong.
Okay.
C is in cat.
Right.
260-315-967.
Okay, hang on just a minute. I was refunding the $7.95, so I had a different number. I'm going to have you repeat that. That's not the same number. There's an order number for each charge that's on your account. So when you were reading that one back, I was on the one with the $7.95 charge, which was a different number. Give me just a moment. This thing's just moving real slow. Waiting for it to go back, excuse me, to the front page so I can confirm. Okay, go ahead again. Give me that number again, sir.
C is in cat.
Mm-hmm.
2603.
Right.
15967.
That's it. That's your cancellation number, Mr. Moore.
All right.
Is there anything else? And the refund confirmation emails will go to, it looks like, is that chili_7357@msn.com?
Yes, that's my email.
Okay, you should receive those emails shortly, sir. If you don't receive them right away, Mr. Moore, give it 24 to 48 hours because they're computer generated. So, ouch.
All
sometimes
right.
They take a minute. Is there anything else that I can assist you with tonight, Mr. Moore?
Well, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you doing what you did.
Yes, sir. I just believe in doing things the way I would want things to be done for me. And I believe you earnestly did not see that. But I know that people do call and they see it. I don't know how you came about it. But at the end of the day, you'll have your money back on your card in 3 to 5 days. And if I get in trouble, I am coming to New Mexico, me and all my grandchildren. We're going to post up with you, Mr. Moore.
All right. Thank you, sir. You have a great night.
I'm a ma'am. That was a joke. I'm supposed to laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's fine, Mr. Moore. You're good. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. Stay safe, and thanks for calling customer support, okay?
Okay, man. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome, sir. Good night.
All right.